Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Thursday Night Open Mic with the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and I'm your host, Poetic Energy. I am so excited this evening. I'm a little under the weather, but the show had to go on. I am so excited this evening about the poets that's going to be coming through, about sharing with you some great music and some great spoken word tracks that were sent into the show, along with some of our commercials. Advertising spots that we're going to be playing this evening. Thank you so much for all that are signed into the chat room. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to enjoy and some fun this evening with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We welcome you to the show and hope you enjoyed it. And do come back weekly because we're on the air every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And without further ado, we're just going to go ahead and get it started here. And we are going to start it off with a little spoken word piece by one of our favorites, Jay Moore. And we'll continue on from there.
I miss you. You left a few minutes ago and I miss you. Your smell lingers on my pillow, and as I pick it up and close my eyes tightly, I inhale you. Even though your presence is not here, your essence is here, and it's a part of me now. Captured my heart, and wow, I don't want this to end. These emotions run deep like desert tree roots in search of water to quench its thirst. The roots grow hundreds of feet just to find sustenance. When water's found, it needs not look any further. You are my water. I need not look any further. I know this happened overnight, it seems, but I knew at first glance of you, my eyes captured something special. And I know you felt it too, because upon second glance of me, static electricity had you stuck. Since the sensation was so strong, you had to look away the first time. Eyes glued to my aura and my light welcomed you. No cheap thrills. This is as real as you brushing your lips to my cheek, as me caressing my cheek to your face, as our full lips meeting, as our first kiss. Simply electrifying. Kismet forced us here, so who are we to deny what destiny bestowed upon us? Denying this longing for each other is like denying grass is green and the sky is blue. It's true. Why reject it? So, my water. I will not search for another drink unless you decide to leave me thirsty and my mouth runs dry. I will miss you for now. But know that you are not far. For I have tasted you and you are my love.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. You are tuning in to the Thursday night open mic with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am going to connect my co-host in. Well, welcome to the show, Mr. Stevie G. How are you this evening?
I'm doing much, much better this week. Thank God.
You know what? And you must be rubbing off. Because my voice is I'm losing my voice this evening, but I said the show must go on.
Yeah, I wish I felt that way last week when I was down and out and feeling terrible, believe me. But I'm back, so hey, here we are. What's going on? How's the world? Hello, everyone.
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good. I want to let's acknowledge everyone that's in the chat room. Thank you all for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic E, and your co-host, Stevie G. We are so excited that you took time out of your schedule to join us this evening. We're going to continue on with some good music, some great poetry, and just good time this evening. And please bear with me, folks, as I am sipping on tea and on a lozenge, trying to keep my voice together here. We will keep it going on this evening. We do have some more poets who sent in some more tracks, so we like to show our poets the love. Even if they can't make it, we like to, support all the artists. So without further ado, we're going to play another track by Stylicia Bolden with Sentimental. This is a new track she sent in to us, so sit back and enjoy it and just have a great time.
My mind, I remember love, love with you, love upon a cool midnight breeze, honeysuckle sipping, kissing, sweet memories, shedding tears together, enduring the storm whenever, caught up in the monarch of life, politically debating who runs the Senate of this house. Our house became divided and we began to slip into a twilight of mishaps. Breathe in. Breathe out. I simply want you back. Do you think of me like that? Because I think of you. And someone please call 911 like Wyclef John, because I am losing my mind over you. Simply want to get back to what we used to do. Trying to find refuge in this maze of life. Simply got caught up in the debate that caused us to lose our love, destiny, and fate. And now I want to be vulnerable. Loving you has simply made me vulnerable. And I want to get back to the way it used to be, simply cherishing every moment between you and me. And now I am sentimental over you.
Welcome back to the show with your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, CVG. That was Stylicia Bolden with her spoken word, Too Sentimental. So we're going to keep the show going and take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 732 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
What's up? This is Lauren Green.
What's
up, Lauren? I'm doing pretty good. How's everything?
Good.
We're so excited to have you tune into the show this tonight. Forgive
yeah.
me, I'm losing my voice. What are you going to do for us this evening, Lauren?
Lauren with an L. I'm going to do Africantic.
Oh, Lauren! Okay. I
yeah,
know
you
who
know
you are
me?
Now.
You remember?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I told you I was going to call in tonight.
Yes. I'm so glad you stopped by. All right.
It's a blessing. So I'm gonna do Africantic.
Okay.
Should I just go?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. She starts off. Be more romantic. I pause, second guessing my romanticism, swamped by what you said. I dread to lock lips with words that are romantic. The art of our relationship is lost. Black man, black woman, black baby. The absorption of all colors, where we have come from, to deliver a symphony of rich history. Why go back to Rome, where we have been robbed, culture and home, castle and throne? See, before I got romantic, I was greasy. A free man can do whatever. Africantic is mo better. Baby, we need to get it together. Joy without sun reminds me of rain without pain. We have been hypnotized, thinking romantic's mo better. Eating from the microwavable tree of life when you know it will kill you. Cover up in the robes of laurel so I can see you clearly with my emotions. Let me kiss your brain pattern because we think alike. To get back to the basics, before our mind was controlled by the racists, and remember when we were apart? On the slave ships, wondering why we cannot swim due to the trauma. I now pronounce you King Baby Daddy and Queen Baby Mama. CMTV started the drama. Afterwards, we became addicted. That flavor of love was salty. Love that was shared was tan and raunchy. Let's get this right. We are addicted to the wrong frame of mind, truly sadistic. Barbaric in truth, the image of queen and king has been reduced to infidelity and lack of chemistry. Let us forget romantic. Let us be Africantic. I knew you before. Let me see you again. Africantic can turn lust to ice, let alone desire to fire. That's Africantic. That's it.
in the 50s. All right. All right, you know how we got to do it. For yeah. Lord, we so appreciate you sharing that peace with us, brother. I would be screaming to the top of my lungs, but I have absolutely almost nearly no voice this evening. But we so appreciate you. As always, you are welcome anytime in our house.
The house is a beautiful thing.
All right. If you can come on through, we still have time. Later on, please come back with another piece if you can. But
I got 500 pieces. You know I'm ready for you.
All right, well, we're going to keep it going. We do have other
love
callers
you.
On
you
the
take care.
Switchboard, but feel free. And we love you. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Caller from the 901 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
My name is Carlos Flores.
I'm sorry? Yeah.
My name is Carlos Flores.
How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
Oh, we're so glad that you could tune in and decide to stop by this evening. What are you going to do for us this evening?
It's this poem called Redemption. I'm going to do.
All right. Let us have it.
I am a prolific, omniscient, evangelical testament. Screaming at the top of my lungs, give me death or give me liberty. Illustrating my frustration through poetic soliloquy is the best way to escape this struggle and misery. And every day I pray that a miracle will happen soon. With conceived and struggles of this, and birth out of chaos is one. Crucified on Jesus' cross, but resurrected from Lazarus' tomb. Had already been reborn without even realizing. Was too focused on those nightmares depicting my demise. Never realized that the water of blood would fall from my eyes as I cried. Now I know that my soul's way of pushing me towards my destiny. Can no longer allow these inner demons to control and get the best of me. The old me was just a coward who was too comfortable in his own world of fantasy. I realized that he was just a prisoner of his own mental insanity. Speaking to my future and took a glimpse in, had to step out this depression realm in order to claim my heart's salvation and my mind's redemption. Situations might be difficult, but something beautiful happens at the end of every storm. And the old me had to die. In order for the new me to take form, and that was it. I'm done.
All right, Carlos. Yeah. Okay, that Carlos, was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Carlos, love. I know you said you were going to say to stop by on Facebook, so we so appreciate you stopping by and sharing with us your voice. Yes, phenomenal piece.
Thank you.
Feel free to come back through and share another one if time permits a little bit later. We always enjoy hearing great, talented people on the show.
Thank you.
All right. That was Mr. Carlos Love. If you are signed into the chat room, Carlos, please put your information in there so people can connect with you lyrically.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Mr. Stevie G, all righty. We're going to get the show going here.
What'd you say?
I said we're going to keep the show going here.
All right.
We have some other tracks. We have... I am just slowly but surely losing my voice, but nevertheless, the show must go on. And one of my favorite persons in the world sent me some of her tracks in, Miss or the Oracle, and I'm going to play one of her pieces this evening.
All right, I can't wait to hear this one.
Yes, right there. I am going to play this by the Oracle. So sit back and enjoy, y'all.
Oh, yeah. unusually, fully expanding my energy, touching the outer rim of the universe. Yes, right there. Yeah, what joy, exciting, bursting, blowing up from the inside out. Loving it with every pore, nerve of me, yes, right there. Ooh, baby, yes, yeah. Right there. Wanna touch you so now, baby. Wanna hold you tight right now. Gonna love you right now, baby. Gonna feel real good right there. Hot, boiling, expanding universal boundaries. It feels so damn good, yes, right there. Complete fulfillment, satisfaction, total bliss. Living the joy, experiencing exquisite ecstasy, yes, right there. Yes,
breathe.
All All right, y'all, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, DVG. That was The Oracle with her track on her new CD entitled Yes Right There. That was the name of that track. We're going to keep the show going. We thoroughly enjoyed that piece, very smooth and very suave for the evening. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 615 area code, you are on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, everyone. This is Jamise Cox from last week.
Hey, Jamise. How are you this evening?
I'm great. And yourself?
Oh, we're wonderful. We're waiting for you to do your thing because I know you're going to bring it tonight.
This is something, it just, I don't know, it came to me today, actually, and nobody's read it, so... or heard it, I should say, so this will be the first.
All right, great.
And it's actually something a little different because normally I write uplifting things, so it's actually a little different, but it's how I was feeling, so here we go. It's called The Darkness. The darkness is what I see. It's what I see inside of me. One might ask, how exactly do you see darkness inside of thee? My eyes are open and I'm not blind, yet what's in front of me continues to hide. I reach my hand out to feel the air, and each and every time I reach, there is nothing there. One might ask, how might air feel? With the world as it is today, it's very dense in texture, I might say. The density is not from pollution, but from the unresolved solution. Such uncertain certainty within us, no love and harmony among us. So many people who have tried to free us, yet we shoot ourselves in the foot to beat us. What exactly do we expect when we show no respect to ourselves, to our families, to friends, definitely not to our fellow man? I shake my head at the thought that I have allowed man to influence my thoughts. My strength lies within me. I will not allow you to bring me to my end because I know my future is oh so bright. You can have your darkness because God is my light. The end.
Oh, my goodness. That's that piece?
That's it.
All right. You know what? That's a piece. Love that piece. Thank you. Thank you, Jamise. I'm sorry. That was such a wonderful piece. I enjoyed that.
Thank you so much.
Can you read the last line again? That just says last line.
The last line. Let's see here. The last line is, because I know my future is so bright, you can have your darkness because God is my light.
Yes. That right there. Yes, I love that. Yes, yes.
I'm glad you guys can...
Great, great piece. Thoroughly enjoyed that, sister.
Thank you.
All right, that was Miss Jamise, and she's in signing as Miss Beautiful JC, y'all. So we're going to show her some more love again. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. And you can come back anytime to share anytime with her.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right on point, yes. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Thank you again, Jamise.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. That was such a beautiful piece. Yes, it was. Caller from the 240 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, this is Mind Poet.
Mind Poet, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great to have you come back to the show. What are
Thank
you going
you.
To do for
Thank
us
you.
This evening?
I'll make up a piece right now.
All right. Freestyle, huh?
I remember the time when I first fell in love. First fell in love. It was crazy, you know. She picked me up from the airport. I saw her from a distance, and she saw me. I screamed her name, and she screamed my name. I ran towards her. She ran towards me. Before she was able to get to me, she fell to the ground. I screamed her name. I'm like, are you okay? Silence. Are you okay? Just gotta show up. Stop playing around. I check her pulse, and there was no sign of life. Oh, God, please don't let this happen to me. I check her pulse again, and there was no sign of life. Oh, Lord, bring this lady back to me. I tilt her head back, and I open her mouth. With my mouth on her mouth, I blew, and I blew, and still no sign of life. With my mouth on her mouth, I blew again, and I blew again, and still no sign of life. I got on top of her body, and I start to do 15 to 2 chest compressions, and 15 to 2 chest compressions, and still no sign of life. Oh, God, bring her back to me, please. Bring her back to me, please. I tilt her head back, and I open her mouth. And I blew, and I blew, and I blew. Still no sign of life. With my body on top of her body, I start to do 15 to 2 chest compressions, and 15 to 2 chest compressions, and still no sign of life. I'm going to try this one more time. With my mouth on her mouth, I blew. And she began to cough, and she opened her eyes, and she looked at me. And she said, "Mind poet, I love you, for you gave me life. Thank you."
Mind poet, that's a mind poet of love. Oh. Mind poet in the house. To call that piece of respect. That was nice. Very
Thank
nice,
you.
Brother.
Thank you
so much for sharing your voice again with us and sharing your time with us this evening. Oh,
well,
you're getting a lot of love in the chat room here. All right, we're going to keep the show going. Thank you again, Mr. Mind Poet. Very stimulating. All righty. All righty, thank you so much for that, Mr. Mindful. I really enjoyed that piece. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break here because, people, we got to pay the bills, so we got to keep it real and pay the bills, and we do have people that are advertising on the show now, so we're going to play this quick commercial, and then we're going to take the next caller on the air.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
All right, we're back, folks, with Poetic E and Stevie G on the mic. We are going to take the next caller from the 732 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yeah, Lauren Green again.
Hi, Lauren. I kind of figured that was a familiar number.
Yeah. Howdy. I'm going to give you one piece. Ready?
Yes, go ahead.
This one is called War and Dinner.
Right.
See, before we went to war, we had dinner. Today was no different than any other. War was inevitable. War stimulates emotional tensions to the point of emotional devastations. Through war, we lose sleep and reach periods of instability. But through war, we're designed to compare components and adversaries. Yesterday, we ate dinner together. today we are at war with one another. How many people can continue to eat from my plate? What is today's date? Is the moon in proper alignment? For today, we are destined for struggle within military confinement. Can you tell me where the red wine went? Or is our mind bent? A hint, it is time to eat dinner. Remember the table we eat at? We break fast to skip lunch while we play these war games. It is insane to destroy all things in our path, to topple and flatten, to blast, mutate, and bomb, to starve, destroy, and harm. But in the aftermath, the nuclear family disarms with words of charm and integration. See, democracy only magnifies segregation. Pass the bread and butter, please. Pass the ammo and throw bodies in the gutter, please. After this war, dinner will be great, making sure United Nations decides the plate. This is better than making up after a bad date. I hate to propose, but what is for dinner? Depends on the war and who was the winner. See, friend is my foe. Who gets the first servings? No matter how much hurt, guilt, or relational anguish, dinner is deserving for all those that compromise. The chefs are warmongers. They spice up the white lies. Steaks with mass destruction. They instigate the desired herbs and seasoning of choice. When war is done and playtime is over, we sit and consider, is his name really Jehovah? Was it about the name that drove us to fight? Was it really the other woman causing this to ignite? No matter what, I am hungry. It is time to eat. Let us talk at the table. Who will we feed? Who is next to concede? War and dinner is great, but to eat, you must bleed. And that's war and dinner.
All right. Is that that piece?
That's that piece.
All right. You know how we do it now.
I told you, Michelle, I was going to call you up.
Yeah. Mr. Lauren Green in the house, thank you once again for sharing your voice with the Poetic Energy Radio Show and all our listeners. Again, you are welcome anytime. All right, we're going to keep it going.
Bless you, man. You take care.
You too. If you are in the chat room, please let people know how they can get in contact with you.
LaurenGreene.com, LaurenGreene.com.
All right, we're going to keep it going.
You take care.
We got 50 more minutes. All righty. All right, we got to keep the show going. We so enjoyed Lauren again for sharing his voice with us again. You know how we do it. My co-host has a piece he's going to share right now, so we're going to take his piece.
Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Yes, we can.
Okay. The name of this piece is called I Write Like.
Right.
I'm big, I'm bad, and I'm bold, but not slow. Good to go, and I got gusto. I'm ready to crank. I'm flowing with a full tank. That's every Tom, Dick, Frank, and Sally I spank. Make way for the man. I'm lyrically inclined. And every lyric I write is crystalline clear. I shine. I write my shit to think quit. That's bullshit. Bop the L, get lit, and rip Mold Def shit. G is the man, I write him for 40 days and nights. I write him by 75 watt or write him by candlelight. Don't mean shit to me long as I can see. If I was blind, I'd write him in Braille like Stevie Wonder, please. But I'm not blind and crippled, and I'm not crazy. I write the lyrics so fast they even amaze me. So if you can hang, go ahead, bust it, get loose. You couldn't hang if you was dangling foot loose in a neck noose. That's my piece.
All right. You know why we got to do it. In the house, our host, we'll call him our host, all right, this is CBG, all right now, mad love for you in the chat room,
we're going to keep
the show going. We do have some more other pieces that were sent into the show, and we're going to play a couple of those again. Another one from one of our favorite artists, Miss Stylicia. We're going to play her Ode to Love. We played her Sentimental, but we're going to play her Ode to Love. So sit back, enjoy, folks, and then we will take more callers.
This is my dedication to love. This is my soiree of emotions, giving love a standing ovation. This is my ode to love. Tone of your abyss, petrified by electromagnetic waves, confining the chemistry between our unadulterated attraction as we dip into a complete panacea of satisfaction as we manipulate the time, every moment, every second, every minute to our advantage, becoming intertwined, intertangled, intermingled with a new vocabulary, a profound vernacular. We found love lonely, waiting to connect us to our spirit connection, soul to soul, no longer yearning a soulmate. We were high at risk, cashing up the stakes, carefree with the stakes of free falling into a love of unmistakable, undeniable, unstoppable, unforgettable, yet quite remarkable. And this is our dedication, our informal salutation, encompass, rhythm, rhymes, and blues to this lyrical tune. This is our paradigm shift, our continuous flow. This is our manifestation, the regulation, the stopping point,
This is our ode to love.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. You were just listening to spoken word artist Alicia Bolden with her track, Ode to Love. All right. That was so wonderful. We are going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 843 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Felicia Michelle.
Hi, Lucia. How are you?
I'm fine. First of all, I don't want to take up too much time because I know everybody else in line, but I just, first of all, I thank you for always supporting me. I really appreciate you, and if other artists don't say it, I can't speak for them, but I don't speak for myself. I just want to say I do appreciate you for playing my tracks, putting it out there, because as artists, is, you know, we're trying to get out there, but it's about being personable, and it's about a movement. It's not just about, you know, just bombarding people with your stuff, but it's about just sharing your heart. So I just want to say I appreciate you so much, and I thank you so much for being so supportive as well as me supporting. I want to support you as well. So I want to say thank you, first of all.
Oh, thank you so much, Alicia. That really touches my heart. And I love to support other people, and I'm always going to support you because you are such a deserving artist, and
thank
I
you.
Enjoy your work. So,
oh,
you know, it is my pleasure to share with everyone else. So thank you for sharing with our show.
Thank you. And I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, so I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan, so I got to represent Michigan because I know that's where you at. So I just want to say thank you.
Yay! All right now. All right. Thank you so much for that. That's so, you know, that really touches my heart, and I'm always going to remember that, and keep let's keep supporting one another. That's how we got to do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to do a poem. It's from one of my books. It's All About Him, The Experience. And I give my information and put it in the chat room. This one is called Same But Not Totally.
Okay.
Why do they mess with me? They are so lucky I got the Lord on my side. If it was not for him, they would see the insane side of me. I mean, that Detroit slash your tires, Edward Bassett, burn your house down, burning bed, gasoline draw, straight to hell mentality. But I'm saved, and I can't think like that at all. They think I am quiet, humble, meek, and a pussycat. If they do not understand, I'm a pit bull raging inside, ready to bite and attack at any minute. But I forgot, I'm saved, and I'm a Christian. Saying, ha, that is what they think, because if it was not for Jesus Christ in my life, boy, oh boy, I would be like that American gangster disturbing the peace, making people scared to be around me. Okay. I got to get my thoughts back intact, okay? Great is he that is on the inside of me than he that is in the world. If they only knew the battles I have in my mind, so I would advise them to leave me alone. Thank God for Jesus. Back to work to finish the day. If they knew what I knew, they would leave me alone because I am sane, huh, but not totally. In peace.
All right. I am losing my voice here, but you know how we got to do it here. We have to show some love. Thank you. You got to give it. Love. I
Miss Tyreecia Burger. All right, again, Tyreecia, thank you so much, and please share your information in the chat room.
I will. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. All right, we're going to keep it going here. More callers on the air. Caller from the 000 area code.
Hey, Paulette, how are you?
How are you this evening?
I'm okay. I'm okay. That's a Skype number. This is Rachel Berry, a.k.a. Lady Serenity. How you doing?
I'm doing great this evening. Glad to have you stop in tonight.
Yes, I'm glad to have found you. I will definitely be back again. I'm loving the vibes, you know, the sister that was before me, hard act to follow. Love that. Love it. Love everybody that was on before. And I have to echo what they said. I do appreciate you. We all do. You know, it's always good to have a place to come and you can share.
Thank you so much.
I just want to share this piece because it's Black History Month, so I just want to share this little piece called Black Love, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, again, it's called Black Love. Okay, so I want to not just ask you to close your eyes, but sit back and visualize. Remember that set of long, silky thighs or that firm, hairy chest? You know, that certain area on your special someone that pulls your interest. And while you're zooming there, I'ma imagine my own lover, husband, friend, chocolate teddy bear, and get giddy about black love. Black love, that bold, old, young, make you dumb, sticky, sweaty, passionate love, that hold me till the sunshine love, can't wait to see you tomorrow, fall asleep on the telephone type of love. Heart thumping, headboard bumping, car wheeling over to the side of the road, jump in the back seat, love. I ask you, my people, is that type of love over, gone? Have you decided from it it's best you move on? Remembering it only by brief vibrating feelings that cause you to stop and stare at a couple entwined with laughter? Or is black love what you're still after? Has it momentarily escaped you, so you've thrown up your hands declaring you're through? Well, make it only briefly, because while being alone is not beneath me, it sure as hell doesn't feel good. See, I decided one day I didn't care what my good, good girlfriend had to say. I was finding and keeping me a good man. And oh, baby, baby, hold it right there kind of man. A black love to have around, someone who had my back, someone to pick me up when my ass fell down. See, I knew he did exist, even if my name wasn't currently on his list. So now with mission accomplished, I'm enjoying this black love. I no longer have to view it on TV or read about it in a book. It's love with ebony touches, see, sweet but classy with an erotic hook. The way his fingers sketch me, how he treats and teases me, his sexy, sensual look, calling it jungle love, is delicately put. See, I know now that dark candy don't only come on a stick, because my boo is juicy sweet with a huge heart, love his heart. And I feel free because of how he loves me. And even through the ups and the downs, and while life swirls us on its occasional merry-go-round, I remember that I have the best. And oh, yes, at times, in a private moment, I close my eyes and I think about the feel of his sexy muscle thighs and envision that hairy chest that still thumps my loins to undress. And I'm glad to know that black love is still around, to be enjoyed, to be found, because it too makes history. It's to be loved, lived, researched, and explored, and definitely to be adored by you and by me. Black love, my people, it ain't over.
And that's that piece?
That's that piece.
Oh, sister. Yes. Hey, Serenity, you brought it. Woo!
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
You bring him up back. I love it.
Thank
All right,
you.
Sister, you got so much love going on from that piece in the chat room. Yeah, we need
Thank
to stop that one a lot. Now, black love, y'all. All right, Lady Serenity, thank you so much, and you're always welcome in our house. And we're going to keep the show going.
Yes, I'll be back. Thank you again, and appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 347 area code. You are on the air with Poetic G and Stephen G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Rendon Payne.
Hi, Mr. Rendon Payne. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, thank you. So I'm losing my voice, but nevertheless, the show is going on. And thank you so much for inviting us to your show. We're so glad that you're on the show, and I definitely will be tuning in this evening.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
All right.
I'm going to do a piece called The Morning After.
All right, now.
My dreams are but a continuation of reality's realism. The smile on my face has been carved there by a master craftsman. I peer through sleep-drunken eyes only to realize this figure may be a figment. I never knew her name, only what she was capable of. As I drifting back into sleep's overbearing intoxication, I am awakened by the crackling of eggshells and the humming of bacon on a warm skillet. This, too, is surely a figment, an eloquent exaggeration of what life could be. Yet the seductive smell of bacon fused with white diamonds. Surely I am so submerged in lover's afterbirth, the sheets are taunting me with the scent of exotic remnants. I toil within the blankets as if trapped within them, panoramic visions of sexual. My dreams have been interrupted by water running. My lonely kitchen sounds vivid, lively. I spin my body around as gracefully as a man can, trapped within ecstasy's mummification. There she was. It was almost as if my shirt was floating about the kitchen. I slipped out of my confinement and tiptoed to the entrance. Eggs, bacon, white diamonds. Leaning away as not to be seen, I am captivated by her gracefulness in a shirt large enough to live in, with sun streaks staining her cheeks, watching her search aimlessly for plates. I almost giggled as she scrambled the egg. She wiggled a little. It was cute, sprinkled with sexy. She portioned the eggs perfectly on two plates. Two slices of toast popped out of the toaster. I had never used it. I hated toast. I won't today. She used a spatula as a conductor would and forged the toast into four triangles on a separate tray. She had her hair in a ponytail that didn't capture all of her hair. She kept using her bottom lip to blow it out of her face. I could still remember how her bottom lip tastes. She used two hands to open a refrigerator door. It was so much taller than she was. When she bent over to look for her treasure buried inside of the refrigerator, I was looking at her. She removed the orange juice, placing two glasses next to two plates. I wanted to run back in the bed before it was too late, but I can't wait. I creep behind her, watching her struggle with the orange juice lid. I'm grinning. She places the lid between her teeth and starts spinning. I was in awe of her, for it wasn't too long ago that was me. I reach my arms around her, turning the lid open, leaning into her ear. Good morning, pressed against her firmly. Good morning, she said, giggling. Sliding the plates apart first, I picked her up and placed her on the counter. Kissing her pouty lips, she wrapped her arms around my neck and said, Mystery Man, I wanted to make you breakfast in bed. I know, I said, and you can, but first, I wanted to bring you dessert in the kitchen. That was written in pain.
Oh, my goodness. Written in pain, you always bring the, ooh, the fire. Ooh, my goodness. My heart is over here pounding.
Thank you.
Let me show you some love.
Thank you.
I think my voice is clear enough after hearing some fire like that.
Well, I'm glad about that.
All right, please tell the people how they can connect with you, and also, you know, what time is your show this evening? We'd love to have people just show you some love and trickle over into your space and let them know.
There's my notes are on my Written in Pain page, and the show starts at 11 o'clock on BTR Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Y'all heard it. Y'all, if y'all want more of Mr. Written in Pain, he does have a BTR radio show. And if you don't mind, if you can put the link in, I guess they can find, because we have quite a few people here, and we'd love to support you as well, because you've supported our show several times. So we definitely like to return the love.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I hope I see you soon.
All right, you will. You will. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep the show going here. Thank you. That was Mr. Written in Pain. All right, y'all. Let's keep the show going here. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 615 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, it's Jamise.
Hi, Jamise. I know it was a familiar number, but we know you. We still have to go through the speaker. All right,
what,
you're
going to
do something more for us tonight.
Well, I wish I can spit like Written in Pain. my piece is not that hot. So now we sweat, I'll bring it down to bring some thought to it.
All right.
Again, you know, my whole purpose is uplifting. So today, tonight, the next one I'll do is called Where Will He Lead You?
All right.
Okay, so. Oh, how unlimited the potential that God has given us. Though there are times when we question our purpose, our worth, and the value of our beings, He has given us much power and the insurmountable presence that God has given to His children. How exciting it is to know that all we do, whether good or bad, God loves us all in spite of us. In spite of us, He smiles and knows our heart. Though the world looks at us with blind eyes and curiosity and prejudice, they can't see the beauty of our hearts. How wonderful it is that at the end of the day, our God doesn't worry about what brand clothes we have, nor car we drive, nor house we live in. Our God is not worried if our bodies are small or petite or bold and beautiful, or if our faces are minus blemishes, or how pearly white our teeth are. We are His children. We as His children should never falter or skimp in sowing into ourselves and strengthening our faith and belief in ourselves. Our temples are just that, our temples. Because of that, we should treat them as such and represent and implement the purpose of all His temples. Shame is not what we shall have, because He says so. Our hearts smile from left ventricle to right at the idea of what is in store for us, simply by our conscious efforts to be examples that He wants us to be. So go ahead, be proud of who we are and what we have become. Although we are all works in progress, we are not what we used to be. Now we walk through our journey blind, yet with our eyes wide open, simply because of our faith. Normally, as we walk through our journey, when we come to that fork in the road, we allow temptation to dictate which road to make. Shall we all now simply stand at that fork in silence while being still and allow God to lead us? I dare you to try it and see where He leads you. The end.
Right. Yes, Mr. Meeks. In the house once again. Janice, I love uplifting poetry. You know, I write all kinds of poetry, but
yeah.
Every place has its place on this show, and I so love that you're just, you know, rendering those type of pieces because that's your voice.
Yeah.
So we so appreciate it. All right, keep it coming, sister, but thank you again for sharing another piece, and we're going to take the next caller here. All right, caller from the 631 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, everyone. It's Strong Island 631. How are you?
Strong Island in the house. We've been waiting on you.
Okay, I'm going to do a piece, and it's called My Pussy is More Wetter. And the piece goes like this. Since my baby left me, creaming all around me, spreading on all fours, asking for more and more. Can't help the feeling that came over me, acting greedy like I'm real needy. He holding me down, tonguing moves me, erratic feelings explode me. From my body, from my belly to my toes, my pussy's more wetter because you just left me feeling pleasured. My mind is going crazy because, baby, that shit was the bomb, creaming all around me. Confessing that you love me, I wanted you to be near. Baby, can you hear the sounds that we were making as the bed was shaking? My pussy's more wetter than ever, and that is my piece.
Miss Strong Island! All right, Miss Strong Island! You know you just made Stevie G's day. All right. It's Strong Island, y'all. All righty. We're going to keep the show going here. All righty. That was Miss Strong Island, y'all. Right, Mr. Stevie G.
Can you hear me today?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
you
I'm not getting no.
Did you do something different?
Nah, I didn't do anything. All right, the name of this piece is called Aight Then.
Okay.
You know, like, Aight. I'm trying to stay away from argument today. I'm feeling like it's my day, and I want my damn way. So no matter what you say, you won't win. And what's my response for today? Aight Then. I'm smiling, I'm happy, I have the breath of air. I'm sitting in my office, reclining in my chair. The phones are ringing off the hook, but muscles I don't bend. And all I got to say is, aight then. I was trying to manage the way my day went, but somebody had to get me out of shape and bent. They had to agitate the great mood I was in. But you know what? I don't give a damn. Aight then. No matter what, there's always an asshole running around tight-lipped and jaws swole, trying to get in where they fit in, but nobody wants to mend, and that ain't I then. The moral of the story, no matter what you do to me today, ain't gonna move my big ass in no special way. So all that shit you brewing up, keep within, because my response is only gonna be, all right then. And that's my piece.
All right now. All right, Ben.
I'm gonna call you my host.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Stevie D brought it tonight. With all right then. All right then. That's how you say it, right?
All right then.
All right, y'all, we're going to keep the show going here. We have some repeat offenders in the house, so we are going to take some more callers on the air. I see their hands raised up. All right, is this who I think it is? 000, you are on the air with Poetic E and CBG.
Yes, I'm still here.
All righty. You going to do another piece for us? Y'all, you got the hand raised.
Yes, yes, if it's okay, I would like to do another piece.
Pastor Lady Serenity.
Yes, Lady Serenity, I'm sorry, yes. This piece is called Give Her a Child So She Knows. Give her a child so she know what it means to be a mama without reading it out of book or listening to what others say or watching what she thinks she sees. Give her a child so she know how it feels for your stomach to stretch and stretch, and you can't say stop. So she know what flips and kicks feel like through a pregnant half year and 90 more days. To feel what a movie or documentary can't paint or old wives' tales can't lie or scare you about. Give her a child so she know not to give advice but money. So kids ain't cheap for just birthdays and Christmas. Show her why premature gray hairs sometimes color a young temple that still should be black. Show her why grown, hard faces adorn adolescence, and sometimes you can't tell when. Give her a child so she know not to call at midnight when sleep has finally called, and she ain't got nothing really to say. I don't give a damn anyway because I'm beat tired. So she know why my clothes don't fit like they used to after a body stretching, and why I ain't got no money to buy new ones because free formula and juice aren't available to everyone. Give her a child so she know how an English major now speaks by habit in baby boo jabber, and why I'm pumping milk instead of iron, even though I still could, but Lord, when the hell do I have the time? So she know that a cold costs money, costs medicine, and I'm down to my last $1.52 and ain't a damn thing funny. Give her a child so she know not to pity me or other hip baby mamas. So she know I don't envy her, but thank God every day for the little and trouble gifts of mine. So she know a license, a certificate, or the latest info written on child care don't give you the real deal. Hell no, or the drop kick, please, heck no. Give her a child so she know somebody done messed with her head and then told her wrong. Got her believing everything she reads, quote for quote, talking about you can't do this and you mustn't do that. It's not like this and it's not like that. So she can stop saying, if I was a mother, I wouldn't be doing this or that. So she know you ain't got a clue or less mothering, but you do your best and hope and pray you're passing the test. Give her a child so she know to also appreciate and respect single mothers that have little blessings. Somebody, anybody. Please give Miss I Read the Book and Saw the Film a Child so she'll know the real flow. That's my piece.
All right.
Wait, Lady Serenity. I love it.
Thank you.
I love you, Lady Serenity.
I love you back.
You know how to bring it. You know, tell a story. You know, get it all told. Get it told. Woo! Right,
thank
now.
You, sweetie.
I appreciate that.
Thank
you.
You have
to keep the show going. And that was once again, Lady Serenity, y'all. All right, next caller we have another. Caller from the 732 area code. You are on the mic with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
You got Leg, Lauren Green.
All right, Lauren, yes, another repeat offender in the house. We love it, we love it. All right,
yeah.
Lauren, what are you going to do again for us?
I'm going to do something for you. This one right here is called Stupid Gangster. You ready?
Yes, we ready.
See, I'm so in the game. Cry purple tears to show my fame. It is insane how it is me versus society. White man's burden is undeniably taking everything. And calling my brother deranged. But it is scary. Carjack and Bev Hills. Hail Mary. NJ driven to prison for the social eviction. Behind bars, taking on scars. Homies in bars. For the love of stolen cars. And plaid chains. But what about the bitches? Used to be the number one heat in the Chicken Olympics. See, peep statistics. Most cats strolling, smoking trine, engaging in the buns-a-thon. But where was he? See, homie used to be next to me. Stupid gangster. Now I gotta watch out for you, because you got crazy. Confronting the boys in blue. Not the flu, but that was sick. Yeah, and still, the hit was quick. Turn up a notch. Scratch the Glock and shoot. Trigger happy nigga. Tell him to fill the bag. Problem is, when we out, you could not run with the bag and Glock. Because you were tripping from the sag. Dag. Made me sad when Boo got next to you. Because I was out 100 miles and running, stupid gangster. See, every scene has a witness. I witnessed everything. The smoke screen was clean. The entry was nice. But what happened? I saw the glaze. Sense the craze, truly amazed when you decide to blaze. So now I sit at the grave, the victim from the moment of truth. Homie, she was at the booth. Was not cool at all, nothing to do with it. Stupid gangster. I will pay my homage and keep moving forward. I will see you. In a lifetime. No point running from blue into blue waters. They never knew about me because you held a grudge. Now I got a new occupation. All about vacation. Need to live without crime. Have an awesome recreation. Stupid gangster. That's it.
All right. You know how we do it, Lauren.
I love you.
Yes,
it's all good.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
you
so
take
much.
Care.
All right, you too. All right, y'all, we have 10 more minutes remaining in the show. And as we do it, we love to share, great tracks from all of our poets that have been guests on our show or are frequent supporters of the show. So we just definitely like to keep everything in rotation here. We got a couple of more tracks that I do want to play that we're sitting in. Again, we heard a little bit earlier one from The Oracle, and we have another one by her. Entitled Freedom Wakes Me Up. And this is by The Oracle, y'all.
Freedom wakes me up, the center of my desire. Freedom wakes me up, Freedom.
welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Stevie G. That was the oracle, y'all, was Freedom Wakes Me Up. She definitely does her thing. She's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and I'm going to be on her show on March 27th of 2011, and I'm so looking forward to being interviewed by the oracle. But, yeah, she definitely has her own style and her own feel, so we definitely appreciate her for sending in her tracks to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. All right, we have 3 more minutes remaining in the show. I just want to say thank you to all of you that stopped by this evening, shared your voices with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We thank all of our global listeners as well as all of the people that joined us in the chat room. We so appreciate you. You're always welcome in our house. This is a platform where we intend to give poets an opportunity to share their voice and their talents with the world abroad, and we do it every Thursday night. So we welcome you. Invite a friend and let them know that we show nothing but love for everyone. And, you know, everybody has their own style and their own flavor, so we appreciate the variety. So thank you again for tuning in with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We'd like to say God bless you, good night. And poets, come the same place at the same time on Thursday night, open mic. And please mark your calendars for April 7th, 2011 on 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be hosting our Hot 100 Poets for that evening. We're going to give away a trophy and a cash prize and 2 runner-up gifts for that evening. And you can go to our Facebook fan page, the Poetic Energy Radio Show fan page, for all of the complete details. But all you have to do is call in, and people loving you. If you get more of the votes, the person with the most votes at the end of the day will be our winner for the Poetic Energy Radio Trophy and the Kai's Prize that was provided to us. So we definitely will love you to come out and share your voice during that time. So, again, RSVP, we have quite a few people that have RSVP so far. So we hope that you can join us on April 7, 2011 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will have a winner for that night, and we will announce the winner that following Thursday. So please, again, mark your calendar. Thank you so much for tuning in. Good night. God bless everyone. We're going to send you out with a little Maxwell with Pretty Wings.
Time will bring the real end of our trial. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual feelings within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always tell you, I hope you feel the